pretty important game to back up a really impressive performance in the state.
Yeah, two traditional rivals, so hopefully we get many of our members there. It should be a good clash.
You're anticipating a really, I guess, determined effort from the opposition, given what they dished out last week?
I think they've been competitive in quite a few games, you know, against Geelong, really competitive, and then also the game against Melbourne. So, yeah, we're expecting a fairly physical game.
What are the energy levels like, the trip back from Perth? They put a lot of effort in against Frio.
Yeah, well, it's always about really strategic management of our players, you know, 4 hours on a flight, so we've had to recover really well this week.
What did you learn from last week's win?
Oh, what did I learn? I think most of the time, and most of our members could see that we've got a fairly sound defensive action. There's still a lot of improvement in it, but it's sound, and to travel away and win against Frio shows that we're really unified. So we learned that. There's no doubt that we've got a good defensive action. We're unified and we're giving effort.
And what has it done for the spirits of the place and almost the reinforcement of what you've been trying to teach?
Yeah, I think it's one little step in reinforcing that we're on the right track. But we've got to be a team that's very well balanced, win, lose or draw. You can't get too high after a win or too low after a loss, and we've tried to really maintain that equilibrium here at the club.
Is it one step forward, two steps back if you lose on Sunday, or is that a bit harsh?
I don't go into any game considering we're going to lose. We're going with a plan and a real attempt to try and execute that plan. We address a loss, as I said, with a real balanced approach, but we're not considering that at the moment.
How important is it, though, that you back up that with another good effort, full court effort?
We don't define all our games just on win and loss. But what I do say is that we're determined to go out and try and perform another 4 quarters, and we're aiming for that every week. But we're not going to define our year on one win or one loss.
We saw that Collingwood's fast start really had Essendon on the back foot. In other games, they've been able to get a bit of a sort of flow going with uncontested possession. Is that something you sort of took notice of, that you really need to hit them hard early to sort of break the shackles a little bit?
Yeah, we aim in all games to start well. We don't try and build into games. So we'll keep building upon that as the year goes on. But we do know if they get the ball in their hands, they can fast transition out of defence and through the middle. So, you know, defensively, we're going to need to be on again.
Neither side's been scoring too heavily. Do you see that how it's going to go now, game time?
I think both teams are aiming to score more, but it's probably symptomatic of both teams developing and building. So, yeah, we'd like to score more, and I'm sure Essendon would do as well. Yeah,
Carlton Essendon's big rivalry. Have you noticed a sharpening of the focus around the joint this week?
As I said, I think we try and be sharp every game. I'm just starting to understand the rivalry, and you know, hopefully a lot of the members really understand it and they turn out to come and watch a really good clash.
So what do you mean when you're starting to understand it? Are people talking more about this week's opposition more than others or something?
So much the players, but...
No, I don't mean the players, but...
Yeah, administration staff go, oh, it's a traditional rival, good luck this week. Just that type of conversation, which says that, you know, it's two really traditional rivals that'll be looking forward to the clash.
Forecast is for big wet. Do you like wet weather footy? Do you think the club's suited for it?
No, we'd like to think in time that we're a team that can play in all conditions. So if it rains, it'll be a good test for us to see how we go. And, you know, all clubs are building to try and be teams that can play in any conditions, and we're one of them.
Can I ask about Liam Jones? He's had a player so that you've Paul Staunton's career. Perhaps how important could last week be in the run on from here?
Yeah, well, let's hope, particularly that last quarter, is a little step in his development. It was great to see under pressure conditions that he finished those two goals. So hopefully it's one small step, similar to our win, one small step.
Some of your ins are bringing a bit more experience. How vital is that for the young group?
Yeah, well, I think Dennis Armfield adds a fair bit of dash and speed up forward and on a wing, and we know he has an appetite to chase and tackle. So let's hope we see some of those tackles this week from Dennis.
Is Michael Jamieson a chance?
Is he a chance? He's always a chance. It's just about the balance that we go with. Do we go a little bit taller or do we go smaller? So we'll just hold that one a bit close to our chest at the moment.
Was it illness, this of Charlie Kuehner?
Yeah, young fella, played most of the games to date, first year, travelled from Perth, so a little bit run down, yeah.
Just on a wider footy issue, the women's league deadline is today for teams to apply. In terms of the talk around that in Carlton, what's it been like? And is it quite exciting, I guess, the prospect of something like that?
Yeah, it is quite exciting, and we want to be a diverse Carlton, and what that means is that our members can see themselves within our club, and if our members can see female participation, I think that's really important for us. So I'd be excited if that happens, because that truly represents a diverse Carlton. And I know our administration staff, Stephen Trigg in particular, the power of work in that area. So let's hope it goes in our favour.
All good. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, everyone.